I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
Good morning, KSL News Time now, 5:30.
It is 67 degrees.
Lane restrictions on State Street in Salt Lake City. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
Our top story this half hour, Utah's national parks and other recreation areas are seeing a sharp spike in graffiti and other vandalism during the pandemic.
KSL News Radio's John Wojcik joins us live with more, John.
Yeah, Amanda, officials with the National Park and a National Forest here in Utah say graffiti is becoming a real issue throughout their locations. Down in Zion National Park, words and phrases have been scratched on at the walls along the popular Narrows Hike, while spray paint graffiti is popping up along the West Rim in Angel's Landing. While at Dixie National Forest, law enforcement officers are investigating graffiti that appears on the Hell's Backbone Bridge. Park rangers say it can be hard to actually catch someone in the act, and even if they do so, they would have to follow that individual out and then get a driver's license number to report the incident. Instead, they're encouraging anyone with information about the incidents to contact them so they can hopefully identify those responsible. Live, John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
Utah's 2020 school year.
Elementary school students in the Davis School District will be back in the classroom 4 days per week beginning on Monday. Teachers and parents attended an emergency school board meeting last night.
And they have yet to be able to even get back to regular rhythm of schooling.
It's working. Don't mess with it. Let's keep it the way it is. But it's kept our kids safe.
The plan is for secondary schools to transition to in-person classes beginning in November.
Fans who were hoping to see Hamilton at Christmas time in Salt Lake City will have to wait until July next year. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards is live with more. Mary?
Yeah, Amanda, many shows have been postponed and now add Hamilton to the list. Broadway at the Eccles says Hamilton will not run from December 15th through January 17th as originally scheduled. They moved it to July 2021. So, yeah, sure, you can see it on Disney Plus, but many people say there's nothing like a live performance.
Even though we started at the very same time, Alexander Hamilton began to climb. How to account for his rise to the top? Man, the man is nonstop.
Now, subscribers can hold on to their tickets for Hamilton. They'll be transferred to the new dates, but if it's canceled, they should get a refund. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
KSL Weather Now with Grant Wayman. The weather's looking nice for the BYU game in Provo on Saturday.
Well, I know that they're not allowing people in the stands at this point for the BYU game on Saturday, but nonetheless, you know, the players still got to play in some nice weather, and they will. Thankfully, it will not be too hot for the players on the field there on Saturday as the temperature warms up into the mid-70s Saturday afternoon.
Grant says we'll have another high around 87 today, then it will cool off into the 70s for the rest of the week.
Violence breaks out in Louisville after a grand jury decision. KSL's top national stories this hour with Sean Michael Lyle live at the KSL National News Desk.
Amanda, two Louisville, Kentucky police officers were shot and wounded as demonstrators took to the streets last night in protest of a grand jury decision in the Breonna Taylor death.
Our streets! Our streets!
Both officers expected to recover. A suspect is in custody. One of three officers involved in Taylor's death is charged with wanton endangerment. Acting Homeland Security Chief Chad Wolf faced questions about protests during his Senate confirmation hearing yesterday. He said white supremacists were the biggest domestic threat over the past 2 years, but added,
"It's very important that we continue to look at and address the threat that's been occurring in the country over the last 4 months."
Wolf says anti-government and anarchist extremism is a rising threat. President Trump saying it's important to replace Justice Ginsburg ahead of the November election in case it's disputed.
"I think this will end up in the Supreme Court, and I think it's very important that we have nine justices.
The president contends the push for mail-in balloting during the pandemic is a Democratic plan to gain an advantage. And the owner of TikTok filing an injunction in federal court to block the Trump administration's ban on downloads in the U.S. The president delayed the ban on the Chinese social media app for a week, hoping ByteDance completes a sale to a U.S. company. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.
Federal fire investigators are now looking at whether a large wildfire burning near Los Angeles was started by Southern California Edison's equipment.
We now know SoCal Edison has turned over a section of an overhead conductor from a substation near a dam where the Bobcat fire started. That conductor may have malfunctioned. The Bobcat fire has now burned homes and over 113,000 acres. It could be just the latest fire here in California started by utility company equipment. In a report, SoCal Edison said its equipment experienced an issue near the area where the fire started. Edison will help the U.S. Forest Service in its investigation. Alex Stone, ABC News, Los Angeles.
A gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope in Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.